T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Rex Walters played in the NBA for a number of years, played for 8 years, was a head coach at college and an assistant coach for quite some time with Detroit and most recently with the Pelicans, and we thought we'd pick his brain a little bit about where we stand in this NBA season, and he joins us this morning on the WadeFord.com hotline. Thanks for jumping into the show, Rex.
Oh, thanks for having me, John. I appreciate it.
So tell me again, like I just said here, not to repeat myself, but around here, I think we get stars in our eyes based on what we saw last year, that if Trey doesn't step on a referee's foot, maybe the Hawks win an NBA world title, and we think this team is potentially better because you'll have a full year of Coach Mack, and you'll have a healthy DeAndre Hunter and a healthy Cam Reddish, and this team has the potential to win it all, are we wrong?
Well, I think the key word you said there is health. We talk about the health of Trae Young. You talk about the health of DeAndre Hunter, keeping all that. They have a great roster. It's deep. It's talented. It's skilled. They can shoot the basketball. I think Nate McMillan does a great job on the defensive side of the ball. I think that's one area they're going to have to really build the habits for this season. And if they do that, they give themselves a much better chance. The crazy thing is the East has gotten better. So there's a bigger challenge this year, maybe even so, more so than last year.
You know, sometimes you coached, Rex. Sometimes the coach will have a talented team and they'll win in spite of a coach. And sometimes the mix isn't right, even if you have the right coach or the best coach. Seems that Nate McMillan has melded with this team. Whatever issues, and there were issues with this young team. And look, this is not a bag on Lloyd Pierce. We all really like Lloyd around here. But whatever Nate McMillan has that Lloyd Pierce didn't have, it seems to work.
It does. I mean, he's a proven coach in the NBA. He's won an awful lot of games. And nothing against Lloyd Pierce. Maybe Atlanta just needed a different voice. Nate's been through a lot of battles. He's coached some great, great teams that have played at a very high level. And they did. They definitely turned the corner. Last year, it was a little bit of an innocent rise, though. So now there'll be no surprises. Everyone knows what Atlanta brings to the equation. And I think if they stay healthy, if they do commit on the defensive end, they've got a chance to do some great things. But Brooklyn's going to be very good, even without Kyrie. Milwaukee's going to be very good. They you know, losing P.J. Tucker is going to hurt them. They've had a few losses on their roster. Miami has improved. You know, Philadelphia right now has got the drama with Ben Simmons. New York will be better. Atlanta had a great series against the Knicks last year, but now with a guy like Kemba Walker in there, that definitely, and Evan Fournier, that definitely makes a difference for them offensively. And then Chicago's made a big, big jump as well. So the East is turned back into the beast when you talk about come playoff time.
No, I think we all see that. Yeah, Tyler Hero's out here saying he's Luka Doncic. Good luck with that. No question. So what happens with this Kyrie? Now, KD's out there saying that he thinks things will still work out with Kyrie. Does that mean Kyrie is going to, you know, back down and get the vax? Because if he doesn't, how do things work out? At the moment, let me tell you how they're going to work out, Rex Walters. They're not. He's not going to play. He's not going to practice.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. I think Kevin Durant hopes that at some point the mandates will come down in New York and that will free up Kyrie to play. I don't see Kyrie backing down off this thing. Brooklyn was very nice. They're giving him basically half of his salary. They're not allowing him to practice. But if the mandates at some point come down because of the COVID situation resolving itself, if that's possible, that will open up the door for Kyrie. And then all of a sudden, they get really, really scary. The question is, when would it happen, which would allow Kyrie to build up the habits I think all championship teams need to really make a run.
Rex Walters, former player and coach in the NBA. Rex, I want to shift a little bit out to the West. You were a coach with the Pelicans. There's a meme that Hawks fans share among themselves. It goes back to the night that Zion Williams was drafted. Zion walked into the draft room. He walked up to all of the little stanchions there. There was only one that he touched, and he touched the Hawks one. And everybody took that in Atlanta to mean he really wanted to go and play for the Atlanta Hawks. Now, I don't know if that'll happen, but let me ask you this. Do you view him, A, his growth as a player, and B, is he long-term in New Orleans, or do you think he'll be gone at the first opportunity?
Well, I think that if things don't change dramatically and if they don't put more shooting and defense around him, then, yeah, there's definitely a great chance that he would leave New Orleans. I mean, he would love to be in a major market. I consider Atlanta to be a major market. It's a great city. It's a city that NBA players love to go to, and they've got great pieces there. They've got a great team there. When you talk about shooting, Trae Young can really shoot the basketball. Bogdan Bogdanovich, Kevin Huerter, Lou Williams, if he's still playing. DeAndre Hunter's made a great jump in his game. Cam Reddish is someone that he knows very well. John Collins, you know, Clint Capela, they've got a great roster. So if you take out one of those power forwards, right, and say, hey, we can put Zion here and to make the money work, I would think Zion would be interested in that. But I think there's also other organizations that will be in competition for Zion if that does come to fruition.
All right, so, yeah, and notwithstanding Atlanta, you think Zion will be on the move here. I tend to agree with that, too, especially when you're looking at, you know, the powerhouse organizations that might have a lot of money in a year or two, one of which might be the Lakers, because I think there's a last hurrah going on here. The Lakers, Rex Walters, are the Lakers star-studded, or are they AARP?
Well, they haven't been great in the preseason, and granted it is. It's the exhibition. I get it. I watched a little bit of their game last night. The value of the basketball is not great right now with them, which is something they can solve. But I think the biggest thing is, do they have enough shooting out there? And so what you really have is three guys that are great around the basket. Russell Westbrook's great around the basket. LeBron is great getting downhill attacking. And then Anthony Davis. None of those guys are great shooters. So are they going to put enough shooting around them? And then the other thing, and I always go back to this with NBA teams, shooting and defense. Do they have enough? They've got the know-how in terms of understanding how to win, but will they have the legs? Will they have the defensive habits? And do they have enough shooting around those three? So it's going to be interesting to watch. They haven't been great in the exhibition season.
All right. Well, go back to this, though. We talk about how great, you know, Brooklyn and it's Brooklyn and the Lakers. Is it really? I mean, maybe it is this year, or maybe this is the last hurrah of that, because Rex Walters, I mean, if you include the Hawks into it, if you start to look around the NBA, isn't it, I think the new era is here. It's Luka, it's Trey, it's Phoenix. I think the new era of the NBA has arrived.
Well, I'll say this. Travis Schlenk has done a great job of putting the right pieces around Trey. And I think it's happened over time. Each year they've gotten better through the draft, through free agency. They've actually probably done a better job than Dallas has of surrounding Luka. I think there's just more weapons in Atlanta than there are in Dallas. So you may be right. I will say this, Trey is a great, great player. I think the NBA, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but they want to see the Giannis's, they want to see the Kevin Durant's, they want to see LeBron's, you know, it'll be interesting to see, because Atlanta's going to have to beat guys with their 8-9 rotation, because they are so skilled. They can all really shoot it. They've got some really good defensive pieces, and that just boosts Trey to another level. Just 2 years ago, Trey was really being, in a lot of ways, criticized, you know, and all of a sudden, when you put great pieces around him, his value goes up even more and more. So hopefully you're right for Atlanta.
Yeah, well, it'd be fascinating to see. And next Thursday night, Luca, Trey, kind of the new, you know, that's the newness, you know, and the new hotness here. And Sports Illustrated even finally admitted, yeah, that's the new hotness in the NBA. Those two always tied together forever, Rex, because the Hawks drafted Luka Doncic and then immediately traded him for Trae Young and the rights to Cam Reddish. Well, what would become Cam Reddish? Rex, appreciate your insight and look forward to talking to you again. Thanks much.
I appreciate you. Have a great day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.